Hey, this is Hope, host with Hope's Hello Speaks. Have you ever wondered how to keep your body and your mind functioning at a high level naturally? This sounds like an infomercial, doesn't it? Have you ever been curious about the benefits of cannabis or mushrooms over prescription pills and alcohol? Well, come to find out, there are many former athletes talking openly about the benefits of cannabis. Just look back to Super Bowl weekend where Ricky Williams, Jim McMahon, and Champ Bailey were all in Arizona to promote their cannabis brands. Where will we see cannabis and mushrooms in the future? Will athletes be able to use these benefits from organisms, from fungus, from CBD and THC, all which have been around for a very long time, for help aiding their recovery, their fitness, and wellness? There are many misconceptions about functional mushrooms, but I happen to know a man who works on a mushroom farm just 30 miles outside of Denver. This guest has been an advocate for non-Western medicine since retiring from the NFL in 2007. I believe that I have brought to you a man who is living proof that implementing mushrooms into his diet has helped him actually function at a higher level. So if you have ever wondered what former Arizona Cardinal and Denver Bronco quarterback Jake Plummer has been up to, wonder no more. And please welcome former quarterback for 10 seasons in the NFL, selected in the second round of the 1997 NFL draft and spent his first six seasons with the Cardinals and his last four with the Denver Broncos, Jake Plummer. Jake, thank you for coming on to Hope Solo Speaks.
Hey, thanks for reaching out and having me on as a guest. I'm excited to sit down and chat for a little bit.
Man, you have no idea how excited I am. But first, I want to tell you, I grew up in Washington State, Eastern Washington, so not far from Boise, where you grew up, a little town called Richland.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of it?
I'm familiar with that. I know the area a little bit. I spent more time in Oregon than Eastern Washington, but...
Well, yeah, we grew up going camping as a family and vacationing in a beautiful lake in Idaho, Priest Lake, Idaho.
Oh, yeah. I know Priest Lake and know Coeur d'Alene Lake better. I have a place on Coeur d'Alene Lake, but yeah, that's beautiful, beautiful country up there. We're blessed to have been born around there to be able to be in it and know how nice it is.
Amen. Plus now living in the Southeast, it's a little bit different for my taste and my liking, but the Northwest, my husband, who also played in the NFL. I don't think you guys ever played against one another. He played at University of Washington. Yeah. I think you guys had a game when you were still at ASU, but he was injured. So I don't think you guys ever played.
I don't think he ever did, yeah.
But he is from Boise. He was born in Boise as well.
Wow.
And his grandparents on his mom's side had a very large dairy farm right there in Boise. Still do, in fact.
That's cool. Connections, there
Small
we go.
Small world, man. Are you an outdoors guy?
Yeah, I love going outdoors. You know, I'm not necessarily climbing every peak and, you know, jumping off of it or doing crazy stuff, but I really like to get into nature. We live so close to it here in Boulder that, you know, out your back door, sometimes you can go find an open space and you get that feeling of hearing the birds sing and seeing animals and being able to go sit by a tree and relax. There's a lot of really nice spots, just, you know, a 3 or 4 minute bike ride or a 5 minute walk away. So I do like nature, though. Grew up in Idaho, so I was outdoors all the time.
Of course. Yeah, I get to open my door to 60 acres and see the mountains. So I get that sense of peace daily. I need it with 2.5-year-old twins.
Oh, yes. Yes. Amen to that. There's three kids. I have 12, 9, and a 6-year-old, two boys and a little girl. So
okay, I was wondering.
Yeah. You get out there with them because they need it, and sometimes you just get out there by yourself without them.
Of course. Well, man, Jake, you're busy. You are so busy. And even this weekend, I saw how busy you were. You were in Arizona for the Super Bowl. How was it?
It was great. You know, I didn't really feel like I was that busy. It was kind of
really?
A nice flow of things. You know, when I go down to those things, I know I've been to them enough to I know what to expect. And in the past, it used to be I'd have a lot of anxiety and a lot of like, oh, who am I going to see? I won't know their name or remember them. And I've the last couple of years, especially this year, it was more just like, this is a really awesome opportunity to just share something that has come across my path that I want people to know. It's not for the benefit of Umbo or my pocketbook, or I'd love to have my people that I'm working with make a living, but we just want to share this knowledge. So for me, it was really relaxing weekend. We just cruised from Radio Row, fell into a couple of little get togethers, and really just had a great time running into a lot of curious people that are asking me about mushrooms and trying to see what's up. So it was a great week.
Well, that sounds incredible, because I know myself going in back into the industry, back into the limelight, back into the media, back into former coaches and former players, I would have anxiety. So I'm glad you're not exhausted, but that probably comes from a good state of mind.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work on myself. It's really good. I like where I'm at right now. And it was a lot of fun times bumping into a lot of former players and a lot of curious players that were really interested in health and wellness.
Well, I want to get more into health and wellness, of course. That's why I wanted you on my show in the first place. I was looking for the perfect guest, like the perfect expert. I was telling my producer, Andrew, I really want somebody to come on and talk me through microdosing, talk me through this whole new, from what I see, it's not new, but it's become a more recent phenomenon. So I do want to talk to you more about that. But first, I'm stuck on football a little bit, just because the game was last night. Did you actually get to watch the game?
Yeah. I was down there and I came back yesterday morning. I really enjoy just sitting watching with my kids, maybe a couple friends and family, eating good food, and of course, watching the commercials. So I saw the game. And before we go on, I'm just honored to be on your show. You have had such an awesome career and, affected and been made such a huge impact on so many people, especially young females, and giving them something to aspire to. That's really cool.
Thank you. That means a lot. Yeah. So thoughts on Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts? Who's your QB?
It was a crazy game. You know, it was it's sometimes a bummer when it comes down to a flag that kind of makes the difference. But, you know, they still had to go make a field goal. It wasn't like the game was over and the Chiefs were champs when that flag was thrown. But what a great game. I really was impressed. I didn't watch a lot of football this year, but I watched the tail end of the playoffs there just to get a feel. And I've been well aware of Jalen Hurts and his abilities. And then I think Patrick Mahomes is probably my favorite quarterback that I've ever watched play the game, because the way he throws the ball, his leadership, he's in it. When you see him step out there, there's no doubt that every one of those guys are on his level or trying to resonate at that or vibrate at that, because he's amazing. And so congrats to him on the championship. But I think he was outplayed by the youngster, and the youngster that had no arm, couldn't throw, was not going to be good enough to be in the NFL, and got benched in Alabama. The whole, you know, narrative. He threw some balls that were so high level that the announcers, I was just shocked they weren't saying anything about the throw. And some of those balls, even a couple that were missed, they were placed so perfectly you couldn't even have asked for better placement. And these guys made the catches, and it was really beautiful to watch. So I feel really for Jalen Hurts and what he did. Good Lord, he easily could have won that game and been 17-1 this year. And what a way to kind of silence the critics and maybe have them understand that, hey, judging people does no good. You're not going to affect me because I'm one of the best in the world, and you can't affect me. And he showed that. So I was really impressed with him. A lot of great players on both those teams. And I was entertained completely. I had a great, there were long throws made. There were amazing runs made. I kept thinking back to some other past quarterbacks. We've been subjected to a lot of check downs and throws in the flat and little things that weren't very exciting from the QB position. Effective, but not what I like to see. And I saw two athletes having fun out there yesterday with their teammates.
Going back to your career, Jake the Snake, pretty cool nickname, by the way. That's a pretty good nickname. But do you have any regrets not playing in a Super Bowl? I mean, you came within one game back in, 2005-ish, right?
Yeah, you know, no regrets really leaving the game. I mean, with getting that close to the Super Bowl, of course, this time of year, I think, oh man, it would have been fun. It would have been a lot of fun. You know, I met a beautiful woman, an amazing person downtown Denver, and then found out she was a cheerleader. So we were on the same field that year and had so much fun. And it would have been fun to have just those. We have those memories, but not on that stage. But yeah, no regrets. I was happy to be a little kid from Boise to be even that close to my dream as a little young child. It was pretty amazing to accomplish even that.
Well, so come into the real reason why I wanted you as a guest on my show. I had no idea that you are in the cannabis industry or the mushroom industry. No idea. But I really wanted to have somebody on who could educate me personally about microdosing. And the reason why I was really curious about it is because I have a lot of good friends back in Los Angeles and back in Washington, some in Oregon. And a dear friend of mine who was probably the biggest health nut, he's a very successful businessman, known him for a long time, but he swears by microdosing and he no longer drinks coffee. He claims that his energy has been elevated throughout the days, that he doesn't really have a letdown, that he doesn't need to have caffeine to pick him back up for the long work days that he has. And he says his focus and his alertness is just 100% better. So the fact that he is claiming as somebody that I know, that I trust, it really piqued my interest. So then come to find out, you, Jake Plummer, are an actual mushroom farmer. That's insane.
Yeah, but that's a cool story. And you know, you got to give yourself some kudos for being curious, because that's really what it takes, is to hear someone talk and to feel that what they're saying is something that they believe in, and it has helped them. That's really the power of the fungi, of the queendom, I call it, the queendom of fungi that we have just really as a Western culture stumbled upon and realized, like, this organism, you know, very well could have seeded Earth and everything on this as far as living organisms go, because it's just, the more I learn, the more crazy it is that a spore can survive in space and all that radiation, and that turkey tail protects your cells when you go through chemo and radiation. And it's like, okay, there's these parallels. They breathe in oxygen and breathe out CO2. Oh, we do too. We're pretty similar there. We share a common ancestor in the chain of evolution. And so as I came across the cannabis industry and getting to advocate for hemp, which was classified Schedule 1 with marijuana, but had no psychotropic effects. It was only good for you and good for the earth to make rope and clothes and everything. I realized that, you know, education on this and to advocate for something this powerful and something people needed to know, it was a gift that came through just close friends that I played ball with. Nate Jackson, Charlie Adams, and Ryan Kingsbury at Charlotte's Web got me on this path. And I must say, my mother, give my mom credence for saying, she got me on this path as we were kids, to be very well aware of pharmaceuticals and not put that in your body unless we needed it. We'd get garlic and honey. If we had a runny nose, we'd get garlic and honey the night before we go to bed. The next day we would smell, but we would not have a runny nose. And so I realized the power of medicine and nutrition and what you put in your body is really important. One of the reasons why I retired, I was taking a lot of anti-inflammatories and having a bad effect on my body. So fast forward to my buddy Dale Jolly that I knew at Charlotte's Web, come up with the idea to have Umbo Mushrooms, a functional mushroom company, completely legal, non-psychedelic, that we could try to raise the bar and put a high standard on this industry that's all of a sudden going to start go searching for mushrooms and try to capitalize on it. And our real message behind this is the cause is that these are here for us to learn from, and to not necessarily research with hundreds of millions of dollars in the FDA, but to use them and see what they do for us. I've had no ill effects from taking functional mushrooms. I've taken them the last few years through the pandemic. My life has changed. I still like to enjoy a few things, but I don't like to drink alcohol. I don't feel like it does me right. And I have a red wine once in a while, but these mushrooms have really balanced my body out. And these are functional mushrooms. You mentioned microdosing, which is a whole nother thing. We've decriminalized nature here in Denver, and Oregon has also, I believe. And so that means that you wouldn't be persecuted for having psilocybin mushrooms on you. And that's just, psilocybin has been the main focus here, and it has amazing properties to heal, being used therapeutically in a lot of different settings, set and setting being really important, and then also intention. But all, it's been used to help with alcoholism. So a Schedule 1 organism that grows from the earth is helping people get over alcoholism and PTSD and anxiety. And so there's something there we need to be open and curious to. So again, you are on the track to be curious, which is what we need. People like yourself to be knowledgeable about this. Try it for one and see how it works for you. We're not at Umbo, you know, doing anything but giving money back to responsible psychedelic research. You know, they're still illegal. Psilocybin is still illegal federally. So as we're coming into this, we want to make sure people get educated, because it's really important to step into what can be a monumental change in not just your health and wellness, but also the way you approach life, the way you sit and enjoy the sun. Like, I just feel the sun's energies so much more. It's opened my body up. While I do microdose, I take functional mushrooms every day, every single day.
Is it, so to be clear, functional mushrooms are illegal nationwide?
Yes.
To be clear. Yes. Is it an expensive habit?
An expensive habit?
Yeah. I mean, is it
for like me? No.
An expensive multivitamin? Is it, yeah. Is it equal to not buying coffee every day?
Yeah, it's very equal to that. If you're looking at, and for example, our tinctures at Umbo, they're affordable to have the four set. That would be a 30 day dose of all. I take all four: lion's mane, reishi, turkey tail, and cordyceps every day. And the benefits there, to break it down, lion's mane is a study just came out showing neuronal growth and repair, but also the neurons projecting out their feelers to connect more. And so if you think about what lion's mane can do for our whole body, not only our brains, to excite those neurons to open up that projection to then connect with another one, more likely there's going to be more connections made in your brain. And so what does that mean? We may have lion's mane be showing signs to improve and actually repair or grow new neurons in our brains and throughout our whole bodies. So it excites me because that's what I want. I'm not going to go down the path of the narrative of the player. I went there. I was depressed. I had all these anxiety issues. I don't want them anymore. So I'm going down this path to change the narrative, and hopefully through education and advocation, bring people's awareness to that these things need to be looked at. They don't need to be ripped apart in a lab and then synthesized and FDA approved through big pharma. They're here. We can grow these. We're growing them right here in Fort Lupton, lion's mane. It's a beautiful, beautiful mushroom. Reishi is the mushroom of immortality. That's all I have to say about that. It's the queen, my favorite. Turkey tail, I mentioned turkey tail, and it's used in chemo radiation, but for immune system boost and fighting off virus, it's huge, huge for your immune system. And cordyceps is a natural vasodilator. You are a phenomenal athlete. You reached your peak, amazing, but it took such work, such effort. And cordyceps is a natural, like I said, vasodilator that initiates the ATP boost that we all need when we're trying to push that wind wall or get to the top of that mountain and reach a goal and then feel good about ourselves and like share that with more people. And those are just the four that I take every day, along with a lot more that I'm learning about and taking right now and feeling the benefits.
Where does the research come from? It's not big pharma. It's not going to be, USDA approved. So where does it come from?
Yeah, a lot of it is in Eastern medicine, China and Japan. They're doing a lot of studies. They've been using turkey tail and studying that. And then even over here, a lot of major universities are opening up wings to research psychedelics, actually. And it's really encouraging to know the colleges are taking this on, because there needs to be for a while in my life, and coming back from the Super Bowl and watching how people just get down there and chug the beers and imbibe and go crazy. I really try to respect everything that I use for medicine, whether it's a spliff or having a joint with some cannabis. I don't take it as just like, yeah, let's get ripped. That's kind of the nature here. I'm taking it as like, hey, let me take this so that I can drop in and be here and like feel the sacredness of these medicines. And so all of our life could be a little more sacred and more ceremonial. And that's what we're trying to do, is just let people know it's there for you. It won't hurt you to try. And we're here to help you, educate you too, if you want.
Well, promoting these brands, whether it's cannabis or mushrooms or microdosing, wouldn't it really be possible as a professional athlete a decade ago, or even an ex-athlete?
Williams. Williams. I mean, 9 years ago, or back when his playing days, he was vilified and turned into a cancer and a horrible teammate, and nobody stepped up for him because it was cannabis, and you didn't want to back that up because obviously you could lose your job and get kicked out of the league. And so, that took a lot of Yeah, he's really the pioneer in my eyes that kind of got this thing going. And now, you know, you're around Ricky, man. He's at peace. He's doing so well. He looks so good. We taught yoga to 100 people at Chandler Park on Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl down in Arizona. That was one of the things we did, a big wellness fair. He closed it out with the beautiful meditation. And it was like, hey, here's a look at the new masculine in a way, like embracing who we are and just being so in spirit and in the moment that the people around us, we can't help but continue to affect people because we were able to do that as a team at a high, high level and a whole stadium going crazy. Now take that good out and we can be, you know, for the rest of our lives, very, very good conduits for good.
Yeah, his story is very unique, almost ostracized for the decisions that he was making, which he felt was good for him and his mind and his soul and his body and his spirit. And then you fast forward 2 decades and he was before our time, really. Yeah. And a lot of people looked at him as being misunderstood, like you said, being a bad teammate. But yeah, he was looking to be the healthiest that he could be mentally as well.
Exactly. I mean, Jim McMahon, another guy who, you know, had used the cannabis and was not the character of guys that they really want in the NFL, yet he's still one of their legends. And now he's trying to spread that and do good. And he's still there. You know, he's cognitive. He's not depressed. He's having control of his thoughts and he's using, you know, nature as medicine.
Well, so you've been an advocate for non-Western medicine since, well, I guess through your mom since we were little. Yeah. And especially since you were done playing, do you think the NFL is ever going to consider hemp products or CBD products over painkillers?
You know, it's not really, the NFL can, they can regulate that, but when the players want something, that's really when it, when you have, you get the change. When they want to have the ability to eat some food on a Friday night that has some cannabis in it so they can drop in, relax, maybe pass out on the couch or just sit and be with their family and their people, you know, they should be allowed to do that. And, yeah, I don't know what the NFL will ever take charge. I don't think they're going to lead that charge. But really, we're, as athletes, you know how influential we can be doing good and how the world can sometimes feel like it come to an end if we do bad. And but we still motor, we still go through that and show that, you know, we can kind of be a model for people because of our culture that looks up to athletes. You know, that was one thing about the game yesterday, not to go off topic, but it was kind of it was shocking to see these athletes post-career endorsing Remy Martin and Natural Light and alcohol and more alcohol and more alcohol. And it was kind of disheartening that I don't think any of them have yet realized that the power they hold to step into, you know, natural medicine. Like really, we got some of those big, big names to tell us what they really do on the side. You know, that's where real change can happen.
Of course. Well, I think it's education, right? So you have to know your options available to you. You have to have access to those options, which, you know, you being in Colorado probably makes it easier for a lot of people. You're not going to see a mushroom dispensary here in the state of North Carolina or Georgia. yeah. And then you have to have courage to go against the grain a little bit. And so right now, I think all three things are kind of coming to a head, and hopefully more players, like you said, will be curious and step out and really try things that are good for their body. Because like you said, I'll be the first to tell you, alcohol, liquor can be too much for your body. And I know for me, during the pandemic, I did not feel at my best. You know, I had a lack of energy, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety with the twins. And I found my husband and I would have a whiskey at night. And then it became 2 whiskeys, you know, and so I know absolutely it's not the best thing for my body. But like you said, you see it all over the place, all over the Super Bowl, all over the ads. So it really does take courage for athletes to step out and say, hey, this is really what I do on the side. I know there's a stigma to it, but it's time to get over that stigma.
Yeah. And I mean, just to be here with you today, thanks for sharing that and to talk about having twins and then to see like, oh, she's the mom. She's got to get the lunches, get their shoes. She's got to get the socks. And I'm a dad, so I understand, but just not to the level of moms. And you are, you know, the power behind this world we live in. And so I always talk about mushrooms as the mother, you know, as really, how do we treat this organism? How do we go about this the right way to respect it like you would your mother and like you would all mothers that are the source of creation, of birth and all of that, where the soul comes down and enters through the womb of the mother. And they're, you know, it's a powerful thing, you know, to think about that as you stepping into being curious. And that's really what it takes. And it's definitely a fun path. And, you know, back to accessibility, I didn't really finish that. That's one thing that I really want to do more than anything is like not make this an expensive medicine that's from nature, but teach more people how to do it in their own homes. You can grow this in a small space. You can grow lion's mane mushrooms and either dry them, powderize them so that you can break them down, or you can learn how to extract them. And then you have a way to have medicine right there on hand that's not regulated by anybody but yourself.
That's incredible. Do you ever wander the forests of Washington or Oregon looking for fungi?
You know, I've been up there a few times and I do always look around. I haven't spent any time on a direct like foraging trip, but this spring and through the summer, I'm going to make some trips over. That is just, you know, for me, whether I know, I know a good handful of edible mushrooms in the forest. But again, it's something people listening, be careful. You have to know what you're doing, get it validated. Don't put them in the same bag together because even the spores could make you sick. And so it takes a lot to navigate that. But I love being in the forest. And when the mushrooms find me, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Here's a quick theory I have. You'll like this. When you see a mushroom, whenever I do, I touch it and I say, hello there, how are you? And I believe that it communicates to all the other mushrooms throughout the world. So that wherever I go, if I touch another mushroom, I feel like I'm grounded there and they're watching out for me. And they're, you know, they're little fairies out in the forest, just making sure that little Jake is in safe hands and safe keeping.
Well, I don't know what kind of mushrooms we have out here on our land, but my kids find every single mushroom and I'm so afraid that they might touch one. And then I don't know, do I need to be worried about that?
Yeah, you know, you want to be careful, respect it, because, you know, some of them will have, you know, some slime that, you know, who knows. We're learning more and more. There are definitely lots of fungi everywhere. It's really fun to explore. And even what it really helped me in the pandemic when I go foraging is I would slow down and I would just walk and I'd find myself just meandering through the forest and on the ground sometimes looking for mushrooms because some of them are so tiny and they come off of the head of an insect. You know, you can find an insect with a mushroom growing out of it, and that's cordyceps, the zombie fungus, you know, the big one that was in the news. And it's like, this thing was used by the I think it was the 82 Chinese women's track team, and they broke like 4 or 5 world records. It's got tested, of course. And what they said, well, there's nothing we found in your test. What have you been doing? And they said, we've been taking cordyceps sinensis that grows up in the Himalayan mountains. Now that's unattainable to have the world have that, but we've grow vegan cordyceps out here and they have all the same compounds. So yeah, you know, nature provides. If you're out there in the forest listening, it's really a beautiful thing. And that's something we want to do too, is take more kids to the forest and just more people to, like you, come out to forage or someone come to you and show you like, hey, this one here is edible. This is how you identify it, cut it open. If it bruises, don't eat that one. But if you cut this one open that looks just like it, and it doesn't bruise, then that's a bullet that you can eat. You know, like it's crazy.
Well, I need to take a field trip to Colorado.
Yeah, there's a lot of mushrooms out here too. It's a great place to find them.
So tell me about the like extreme joint pain post-career that a lot of athletes have. So for instance, my husband, he just got a knee replacement. I guess it's been over a year now, but just got knee replacement, serious, mm-hmm. You know, cutting the femur off, replanted. So this is serious, serious joint pain that he's in daily. And it's weight bearing, of course, his knee. I've had a shoulder replacement. And thankfully, I don't have to take painkillers for the rest of my life. I'm afraid my husband might have to. Have you seen benefits in the extreme pain when it comes to, I guess, athletes or maybe somebody's been in a car accident, but that extreme joint pain?
Yeah, I can speak for myself. And then there's been a few others that have had felt a relief in their joint pain because mushrooms are very, very potent anti-inflammatories. So they have a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. And I believe they're working. I'm able to squat down and move and get down on the ground and play handball still at a pretty high level. And I'm sore, but then, you know, I can take it. My joints feel healthy. And you know, that's something that we want to, again, go out and see and prove with not prove, but see if it can help someone like your husband to see if he takes it. And if he starts to feel better, that would be amazing. I know that, you know, as you know, training, you don't just go out and run for soccer. You've got to train everything. So when you want to take a supplement, it's not like this is just some magic supplement that's going to heal everything and you're going to be amazing, but it's going to allow you the clarity, maybe the rest, and maybe an energy boost to then get up and feel a little less pain in your joints and have your body start getting rid of, you know, a very high antioxidant. So free radicals are getting eliminated and cells that are no good are getting killed through apoptosis, through turkey tail. And like you're purifying your body. There's only one way you go there, and that's to purify what you put in it and how you treat it and even how you think about it, how you speak about it, and how you feel about it. And it all goes into this holistic way of, you know, how do you talk about the pain you're in? How do you talk about your, you know, 60-year-old former NFL player? How do you talk about your memory? How do you, are you dreading CTE? Is this the thought we're having, or are you doing something about it? So it's really getting proactive in our health and wellness. And when something like this comes along, that's been here forever, that we're just remembering, this isn't like I'm somebody that's stumbled across this remarkable new thing that no one knows about. They've been here forever. Mm-hmm. Cultures across the globe have used mushrooms in all sorts of ways and ceremony to go into a crazy psychedelic trip to go in and see something you may need to see from your past life or for the future or for your current moment. And they're amazing for, like I said, adaptogenic properties to heal the body and balance things out. And I love to eat them too. They're so good to eat. I had some shiitake, maitake chili last night during the game. And oh, so good.
Well, I'm inspired, man. Completely, completely inspired and curious. Yeah. Thank you. This is a lot of information. I hope everybody takes it to heart. Where can we find you? Umbo. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You can go to getumbo, getumbo.com. We have a newsletter. You can get a discount if you sign up for the newsletter. And also I'd like to provide your listeners hope with Hope 15 for a discount. Anybody interested in trying some of our Umbo products? I recommend the bars. If you're like, eh, mushrooms, no way. Try our bars. They come with 2.5 grams of functional mushrooms in them. They're made with honey. They have nuts in them. One has cashews, pecans, and sunflower seeds. And the other one is made with coconut cream with macadamia nuts and cashews. So in the bar world, and you're wanting to have a quick snack and like get a good workout, a lot of them are you know, they're good, but they're sometimes not palatable. So it's a good way to break in with the bar.
I have never had an energy or a sports bar that I've liked ever in my entire life. That's pretty bad. Probably shouldn't say that. I have endorsed one.
Andrew, your producer, sent me your address. So don't worry. There's a package on the way. You can try them out and, you know, judge for yourself. But we'd love to send you some and for the opportunity.
Amen, my friend. Thank you. You heard that, listeners. Check it out. Getumbo.com. Yep. All right. And then it's Hope 15 for a discount. That's cool. Yeah. Is this your true purpose, Jake?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to live a long time. So this is leading me to something that is a real, really strong, high purpose on the earth to help people heal, help the earth heal. You know, mushrooms can also help filter the water and help rejuvenate our soils and connect the plant life we live in. That's so important to have for our well-being. So as a purpose, I think this really is a true calling. And it's been fun to open up to the connections, and it's super cool to connect with you. Been a fan for a long time and thought your journey is awesome. So it's all about connections and spreading the word, and really it's about love. So thank you for letting me share my love.
Man, thank you. And you look like you're filled with love. You look healthy. You look strong, man. You look happy.
Yes, I am. Thank you. You too. It was a blessing to meet you. And I hope you guys both have fun raising those kids.
We are. It's been an amazing 2.5 years. Thank you, Jake.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Hope.
Hope Solo Speaks is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts.
SiriusXM Podcasts.